You pushed me hard that I might fall, but Hashem assisted me. So Marama says that this is referring to David HaMelech. He makes this statement to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech inadvertently enters David's cave, and David could have killed Shaul, but he allows him to leave unscathed. And David cries out to him and says, "You attempted to strike me down again and again. Dacha dechisani limpo. Hashem azarani. Hashem's with me. You failed. Now let Hashem judge. Let Hashem judge between us, and may Hashem avenge me from you." David the Melech has confidence in his cause. He understands that he's right. He's not willing to be moired by Malchus, but at the same time he's standing up for himself. Zayah Kaddish takes us in a different way. Zayah says that until now, the Mashiach has been referring to the enemy in an indirect way. But in this pasuk, he refers to the enemy directly. He tried to push me down. Who's the real enemy, says the Zayah? It's the Yetzara. The Yetzara is our greatest adversary. It's always trying to tempt us. And when it comes to dealing with the Yetzara, Gotta tackle him head on. Directly, decisively. When we realise we've got an issue, we've got to deal with it. There's something holding us back in our Yiddishkeit and in our Avodas Hashem. We have to deal with it rather than ignore it. And then we get heavenly assistance to do so. Alzi Vizimras Kavai Hidili Shua. Hashem is my might and my praise. He was a salvation for me. This psukim might be, this pasuk might be familiar because it comes straight out of the Shira. Shira Sayam. This is really an introduction, tells Yasha. Use this pasuk in Havdalah as well. It's a pasuk to remind us of Hashem's track record. To realize he's the source of all of our strength. That's where we direct our praise to. Hashem delivers time and again. And this itself creates Kol Rina V'Yishua Ba'alei Tzadikim. Yimin Hashem Ha'Yisachayil. Yimin Hashem Ha'Meimah. Yimin Hashem Ha'Yisachayil. Sound of rejoicing and salvations in the tents of the righteous. Hashem's right hand does valiantly. Hashem's right hand is raised triumphantly. Hashem's right hand does valiantly. Radak explains, when Hashem's right hand does valiantly for the sake of Am Yisrael, for His chosen people, the way we respond to seeing Hashem's Nisim is by singing sounds of rejoicing at our salvation. You may not say, it's a chayil. What's chayil? Says the Radak, it means power. This is the energy and wealth Hashem bestows upon us. And when He does, we have reason to rejoice. Rashi says these are the joyous proclamations made by the tzaddikim. Yimin Hashem Rameima. The Rashi brings a medrash that says, since Hashem created the upper worlds with His right hand, there's no death there. The right hand of Hashem created Shamayim. And that's going to do for the tzaddikim, and do amazing things for the tzaddikim in the future. Eventually, we'll even have Tchias Amesim, like Amos Ki Echia. All of this, feeling Hashem's presence. Singing as a result of His salvation.